As local novelist and biographer DJ Taylor has remarked in that last letter, a new country park is being mooted. Then we have other news relevant to our residents, with news that Jarrell's is to be awarded Freedom of the City, libraries are set to remain open, and the John Jarrell Printing Museum seeks a new home. Success too for the Castle Quarter business, which was previously known as the Castle Mall. A new country park could take shape on the outskirts of Norwich after council bosses paid £700,000 to snap up almost 140 acres of land. Council leaders hope the new park between Felthorpe and Horsford will encourage people in and around the city to enjoy nature closer to home. Broadland District Council negotiated with the landowners of Howan Plantation to buy the site earlier this year. The plantation is next to the acres of common land, and council believes it can create a park comparable to the popular Whittlingham Country Park. The council has £1 million to spend on it, thanks to money generated by business rates, the community infrastructure levy, and contributors from developers. A formal car park will need to be created, which would need planning permission, and charges from that would help provide revenue for the free park. Annie Somatsi, the Infrastructure Delivery Officer at Broadland District Council, said the park would feature walking and cycling routes. She said the different types of terrain, including fenland, grazing land and woodland, should make it a good draw for nature lovers.
It has been a stalwart of Norwich's High Street for almost 200 years. Now Jarrell will be awarded the Freedom of the City, following a unanimous vote by Norwich City Council. Lord Mayor of Norwich, Vaughan Thomas, said over the years the family-run business has boosted the city's economy with jobs and businesses in printing, publishing, retail and developments. Mr. Thomas said the family behind the business had also contributed to charity and the community, including the Norfolk and Norwich Festival and the Norwich Philharmonic Society. Other councillors praised the business for withstanding online shopping and the demise of the High Street. The Jarrell business started in Woodbridge in Suffolk in 1770, but moved to Norwich in 1823. A formal ceremony will take place in June. The Honorary Freedom of the City is a title given to people or bodies in recognition of their contribution to Norwich.
A commitment that all 47 of Norfolk's libraries will remain open is due to be made, as the future direction of this service is agreed. While nearly 800 public libraries have shut across the United Kingdom over the past decade, Norfolk County Council has resisted shutting them here. And at a County Council meeting, councillors are due to agree the Norfolk Library Service's long-term strategy, making clear the commitment to keeping the 47 libraries open. Councillors on the Infrastructure and Development Select Committee will be asked to agree to the strategy. It states Norfolk Library and Information Service is nationally recognised as being one of the best library services in the country and continually receives recognition and praise for its innovative and impactful work. We believe that our libraries are an integral part of the public service offer in Norfolk and have a key role to play in supporting individuals and communities to thrive. Libraries in Norfolk inspire and stimulate curiosity, creativity and empathy by supporting reading, learning and information for people in Norfolk.
The hunt for a new home for a museum celebrating the city's rich history in the print industry is back on, after plans to relocate it to a medieval church fell through. The John Jarrell Printing Museum was left to search for a new home after its current site on Whitefriars was sold as part of a housing redevelopment of the Barrack Street area. The trustees were looking at a number of options for the museum, with hopes that the working elements can continue to be displayed for years to come. The museum was founded in 1982 and allows visitors to learn about the history of the printing industry in Norfolk and see machinery in use. The museum is currently housed in an annex of St James's Mill. However, this is due to be demolished as part of the plans to regenerate this part of the city, which will include more than 200 homes and office space. It was founded by Peter Jarrold in 1982 in the memory of his father, John.
The revamped and rebranded Castle Quarter has proved the doubters wrong and reported staggering success, with a big increase in the number of people visiting in the last year. The number of visitors to what was Castle Mull was up by 10% year on year, while sales last week in the Norwich set venue were up 9.2% compared with the same period in January 2019. Meanwhile, the car park, one of its biggest sources of revenue, had an extra 7.2% of vehicles in and out compared with the same time last January. General Manager Robert Bradley said, "We've proved the doubters wrong. Sometimes you have to do things before people believe them. When I said we'd got Super Bowl in, people laughed. But look how we reinvented a shopping centre. The nature of shopping has changed."
And now we come to our first feature. Sarah Burgess of the Evening News has written about what she calls seven secrets to Great Yarmouth's history which are hidden in plain sight. Her article is read by Sarah Lusher.